Are you familiar with that?
That is so iconic.
I know. Les Miserables.
Incredible.
Oh.
I love it. I'm getting goosebumps.
I know. I'm auditioning. I don't know if your microphone's working. Is her microphone working?
Let's see. Now it's on.
Now it is. There we go. The world's most popular musical, running 8 more shows at the Marcus Performing Arts Center, including tonight through Sunday. And we have with us, joining us, is Alexa Lopez, who brings Cosette to life in this powerful production of Les Miserables. It's set in a 19th century.
Incredible.
During a really difficult time in France. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So if you text WATCH to 855-616-1620, WATCH to our Setting Unlimited talk and text line, you can see video of it. The set is unbelievable. And you have such an amazing story arc. And can you talk about just your character and what it took to get your role?
Yeah. So Cosette is the daughter of Fantine, who I don't want to give too much away. I want you guys to come see the show. But I guess Les Mis has been around for 40 years now. So I guess the plot is out. But yeah, Fantine, she passes away pretty early on in the show. And our main protagonist, Jean Valjean, adopts Cosette as a child and raises her as his own. When I come in as adult Cosette, we get to see a beautiful love story arc and how her relationship has developed with her father. Getting this role, it took a couple auditions, a lot of hard work. I auditioned in New York City and I had a couple rounds, and the last round was a final callback with my Marius, Peter Neuruther, and my Eponine, Jaden Ladder. So we got to do that together. Wow. In New York City. And a couple weeks later, we all found out that we booked it. And luckily, I know both of them. I went to school with Jaden, and I did a show with Peter this last spring. So coming into this process, it was lovely to have friends and familiar faces.
You glow when you talk about your work, and it's really cool to see.
Thank
this
you.
Is such an iconic role.
Yeah.
You get to do a lot of cool things, but to play Cosette, what's it mean to take this role that the world knows and bring it to life?
It makes me emotional. I think back to when I was a young girl watching, you know, my first musical on stage. I think it was either West Side Story or Phantom of the Opera, and how inspired I was. And especially West Side Story, seeing like a BIPOC lead, like a Latina lead, it made me feel like, oh my gosh, there are roles for me out here. This is an inclusive industry. So getting to bring Cosette to life and getting to bring her to life as a Latina is so important to me. I think about little girls in the audience watching me, and hopefully I can inspire them the same way I was inspired.
Yeah, it feels fresh when I'm watching it, meaningful with today's audiences. Mm-hmm. But when it's set amid such a tough time in the 19th century, like the story of hope, sacrifice, do you see how that message still lives on today?
Oh, yeah, it's timeless. And I think that's why Les Mis is so successful, and it will be successful. It was successful before I was born, I'm telling my age. It'll be successful when I'm, you know, in my 60s probably, and after that. It's just, it never gets old. The music is iconic, it's gorgeous, every song is a hit and recognizable, and there's such humanity in the story.
I know. It's, what moves you the most when you're, song, when you're singing
or hearing it? Oh gosh, one of my favorite songs in the show is Empty Chairs at Empty Tables. And I'm always kind of off stage waiting to enter when that song is happening, and I'll just watch Peter from the wings. And it always makes me emotional to see all of the guys from the barricade, you know, with their candles up in the air. But the end of the show is also so emotional, to be like center down stage in an embrace with Marius and, you know, Jean Valjean. I can't give this away, but the whole company is on stage at the end, and it is just a wall of sound. And you all you hear is, do you hear the people sing? And I'm just looking out. There's nothing in front of me but like the audience in vast blackness and spotlights. And I always, in that moment, I'm like, oh my God, am I dreaming right now? You know?
Alexa Lopez making her national tour debut, and Les Mis is here in Milwaukee. It actually runs through November 2nd, so you need to get your tickets to get out of there. Mm. You've been on Broadway. What's it like to be at the top of your profession and be on Broadway?
You know, I can't believe that I can say that I've been on Broadway. It's indescribable. I'm so blessed, and my career has been a dream come true in so many ways so far. And getting to perform with legends like Bernadette Peters and Lea Salonga. If you would have told me that my Broadway debut was doing all of Sondheim's best music with Bernadette Peters and Lea Salonga, I would have said, get out of here. You're lying.
I love hearing behind the scenes stuff. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm watching, I'm like, Book of Mormon or anything. I'm like, how are they getting along and everything? But was there any behind the scenes snafu where you were like, but no one noticed that happened?
Like in Old Friends on Broadway or like in Les Mis?
Whenever you were performing, did something go wrong in your...
Of course. Stuff goes wrong every night. That's the beauty of live theater. You're never going to see... There are never going to be two identical performances. I'm trying to think. There's so many... We call it the white room as actors. And sometimes when you're on stage, your brain kind of just leaves Earth for a second and you don't know where you are.
You're in the white room.
You forget your lyrics or you just like glitch. And that's happened in every show that I've done. It's happened to me. It's so normal. But yeah. And we break character and it happens.
The way for the set to move. And it looks like three-story tall buildings.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
How are you doing that? Is it all on rollers and it just switches?
Yeah, we have a brilliant tech crew backstage helping us with everything. But some of the big pieces that you see are on tracks that are like ingrained into our deck that we bring with us to every city. And so they're literally automated. So we can press a button. Whoever's calling the show will call the cue. And then the towers will move on at a certain point in the music. And it's just like little divots in the floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much free time will you get? Will you be able to check out some of our restaurants? Will you be able to walk on the lake?
Oh, yeah, we got some cheese curds yesterday.
Oh, good.
Thankfully, we have some of our days free here, and we just have to perform at night. So I'm looking forward to exploring Milwaukee.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing your world with us. Yes, Les Miserables, the Marcus Performing Arts Center. It's going on. There's one tonight, and it runs through November 2nd.
Yes.
Please
you can
enjoy.
Check out tickets at marcuscenter.org. Mm-hmm. Marcuscenter.org. You can get tickets. What a treat for us. Enjoy our city.
Thank you.
Alexa Lopez. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.